Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Angie Scarpa.
And Melanie Makaevi.
And Emily Burton.
And Alice Austin of Black Savage. And you're listening to Tom and Zeus on Shout It Out Loudcast.
That's right. We're back with another episode of Dome Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. We got a crazy, stupid, fresh episode tonight. And we got our first guest here. The crazy, dope Jam Master Jeff Trott is joining us tonight. Trotsky, what's up, buddy?
What up, homie?
Yeah, exactly. There we go. Zeus, what are we doing tonight?
All right. So we've been talking about this for a while. We started a little bit of a thing with our playlist.
Yep.
And we always, when we talk with Jeff, somebody's got to drop some stupid rhymes, some stupid, stupid fresh rhymes. And we're like, all right, so if we do a 90s hip hop list, Jeff, you in? He's like, yeah. And there's nobody else that we can think of that would fit perfectly with us on this other than Jeff Trott, his auctioneer and
extraordinaire
and Loudcast t-shirt designer extraordinaire. So we invited Jeff on. Jeff, welcome, buddy.
Thank you. Let me just say that I've never been a huge hip hop fan, but I had a moment. So I got some good ones on the list.
I love it. I love it. See, now Zeus and I've been a hip hop fan since like probably fifth, sixth grade when the first Run DMC album came out. Like I think I had Curtis Blow on cassette. Like put it that way. Like I love this shit. And then I started to drift away in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then now my son has kind of pulled me back in with some of the stuff that he listens to. So I've always been besides like rock / metal, I would say this is my go-to genre.
See, I can't stand the shit that my son listens to. It's just terrible. But he thinks that the gangster rap and everything was just stupid. He's like, all they talk about is like dicks and hoes. He's like, it's stupid.
There's something about
it when it comes to hoes, because pimping ain't easy.
Yeah, there's something about the rap in the 90s. It was just better. It flowed. It sounds like people are mumbling now. There's no fucking rhythm to it. It's just.
It's different.
Like, I guess it's just one of those things where it's dated, but the 90s hip hop. And that's and I'll say this and I'll preface it that I like some obscure shit here and there that I've heard over the time. But I am N.W.A. Dr. Dre Tree. That's it for me. I don't go further off.
Perfect. That way, good.
N.W.A. Yep. And then it went to Dre, Easy, Ice Cube,
yeah,
and then all the way through to Eminem and Snoop. That's it.
For me, I'm in college. I mean, honestly, Murph probably could have joined us for this episode, being, you know, my roommate Stonehill buddy. I was into that, the gangster stuff, but then I started getting into and it's part of my list. A lot of the stuff that was more like funk, like beat oriented stuff and like not necessarily all the gangster shit, but I love all that. So I'm just more excited about our listeners are going to be like, what the hell is going on right now with you guys this week? But I don't know. This is what we're doing.
Well, this is volume one of our playlist, 10 songs each.
That's right. Jeff, you're the guest. Kick it off, brother.
All right. At number 10, I've got Cream with the Money. Dollar dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang, Cream.
Wu-Tang, baby. An absolute Mount Rushmore album. Oh,
I don't own one Wu-Tang. I don't know one song by them. I never got into them.
That first album, Enter the 36 Chambers, no skips. The entire album is insane. Insane. All right, I'll go next. I don't have mine ranked.
No, shit. I didn't do it either.
I don't have mine ranked. But I guess I'll just do this. So I got to have something from one of my all-time favorite bands. So from the Beastie Boys off of Check Your Head, I'm going with So Whatcha Want. Oh.
Nice.
Yes.
I love that song. You have no idea, guys. We would go to this club called Axis, and they would play like this type of music, rock music, Lithium from Nirvana, this,
yep.
Bulls on Parade. What's that yep. song? Right?
Yep. Rage.
Rage. This. And it's a chant. Oh.
Yeah, but what do you think of when you hear this, though? It's the Beavis and Butthead episode.
Yeah.
Gardenia. Yeah.
These guys are good dancers.
Yeah.
Fucking love this song.
Good.
It is so, and the whole video makes it even better because it's so just like, what the fuck?
It's like all psychedelic and shit. Yeah, this is when the Beasties kind of took a left turn. I love it.
All right. So part of me, it's not a draft. We're not doing a draft because fucking everybody else did a million drafts last week. So
yeah, nice.
It's a playlist and we're trying exactly. not to duplicate. But I know there are a few songs that I'm going to pick that Tom would be like, fuck, that's on my list.
It's okay.
So I'm going to I'll try not to go too far with this stuff, but I'm going to go with House of Pain.
Oh, no.
Jim Hawks and Shenanigans.
Boom, shalaka, laka, boom.
The Butch Vig remix. Butch Vig, as you know, the guy from Garbage. Yep. But more importantly, the producer of Nevermind.
Yep.
How the fuck he has to do with taking that awful song and then putting that shit onto it and making it an incredible song.
Good, it's a good song.
We used to blast that in
House of Pain was the big, like, oh my God.
And Pitt South constantly. Jesus. And, you know, knock on wood, God bless him. Todd LaCourse used to play this song specifically. Constantly, remember?
Yeah, and everybody was convinced they were from Boston because the guy Everlast wore a friggin' Celtics jersey.
Yeah,
like, Irish Boston, they're awesome.
Irish tough guys. And believe me, my roommate, we could do a whole episode just on him, an Irish tough guy. But it was so, like, we went to Stonehill, it's all Irish Catholic school. So it was just this song, and when this band came out, how fucking pumped was everybody?
Crazy.
And remember
crazy.
The video and everything?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Breaker?
Now it's like an anthem at every sports, you know, team, every game that's you hear it at least once.
Everything. Yeah.
They play this a lot, really? Jump around is everywhere.
They played them both.
That's
though.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. But
do they play? I don't know. I hear Shamrocks and Shenanigans all the time.
No, I was thinking Jump Around. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's the boom, chalak, chalak, boom. All right. Boom,
it's so bad. It's so bad. It's good.
Fucking awesome.
I remember it.
Breaker. Here comes Diva, right?
Oh, is this what we're going to do? We're going to end up singing every song now tonight. No,
we're going to rap every song. But go ahead.
All right, Jeff. Number nine.
Number nine. I got the Rough Riders anthem from DMX.
Yes. Yeah, DMX. Oh.
I'm going to pull a Charlie. I don't know that.
I don't know what that is. DMX.
Stop.
I know who DMX is, but I don't know that.
Yeah. He was awesome. My God. Rest in peace. Right? He passed.
Yeah. He just passed not too long ago. Last year, maybe.
I think that'll be a good thing. How many people are alive on this list that we're about to do? Jesus Christ.
Gunshot wounds.
Jesus. All right. Number nine for me, I'm going with... This is an album that I didn't really get into when it came out, but it's funny. And again, I think my son and I are kind of like joining forces here with like old and new hip hop. he loves this album, and I'm super back. I'm really back in. It came out in 94, I believe. Nas, I'm going with Halftime off of Illmatic, which is one of the absolute greatest albums ever. This came out when we were like finishing college. So by then we were kind of really weren't into this stuff, but I'm going with Halftime from Nas.
I'm aware of Nas, but I don't know any of his music.
I don't know this.
Nas is one of, if you go back and look at like his history, he was so influential, like as a producer, as like a writer, like he got so many of those guys hooked up that took off in the 2000s. But yeah, Nas.
All right.
Zeus.
Oh, I'm going to go obscure again. This was another Stonehill played song. I think this too was either Lopes or Toddler Course. And that is the classic AMG, bitch better have my money.
Ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. Word to the motherfucking DJ quick.
Just for that opening lyric. Ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick.
Welcome to listeners.
Word to
And then remember the chorus? Because it was
DJ quick.
It was bitch. Yeah. Bitch better have my money.
Money.
Bitch better have my money.
God, I'm writing this down. Like I'm writing down a list. I'm like, bitch better have my money. What am I doing right now with my life?
Number eight, Jeff.
All right. I've got Chuck D and the Boys, Public Enemy. Shut them down.
Oh, yes. I love that. Oh, so good.
I justify my mama cry.
I love that. That's when PE kind of started to drift away from me because those first few albums are untouchable. This album came out and I was like, this is all right, but Shut Him Down is great. Shut Him Down is really good. Yeah, this
is Apocalypse 91.
Yes. Yep. My number eight. So I know that everybody's going to pick something from Snoop. So I'm going to pick my favorite song off of Doggy Style, and that is The Shiznit.
Yeah, I definitely like that. Boy, it's getting hot. Yes, indeed it is.
Indeed it is. Snoop Dogg is, I can't. We'll send him singing the whole song.
Hey, you have a little cousin by the name of Daz, and bitches who fuck him, give him that ass. Because they know about the shit that we be putting up.
There are so many great lines in Doggy Style. It's just, it's endless, like endless. How it many is. Good? Because that was the summer of what, 93? Was that 93? Yeah.
I think it was 93, wasn't it?
Okay, yeah. 93, 94. But like NBA Jams came out on Sega Genesis.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like the summer of like Sega, NBA Jams, and Snoop. Doggy Style. Yeah.
But yeah. The beat, the bass line in The Shiznit, oh, God, it's so good. It's always been my go-to song.
I used to take the heat. Harold Miner and Glenn Rice.
Oh, we were talking about that the other day, about who the pairings were. And then do you remember you could enter in the codes?
Yeah.
You could get like Beavis and Butthead if you like. Ah, so good. Save that for the classic video game episode that we'll be doing. All right, Zeus, number eight.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to pick a band. I always say this, and Tom's like, that's their worst fucking song. And he used to get annoyed. I'm going to take Third Base, Pop Goes the Weasel.
Nobody is a bigger Third Base fan than me, especially that first album, which came out in the 80s. So unfortunately, I can't pick anything. Pop Goes the Weasel because the weasel goes pop.
Stupid shit. So what's Third Base?
It is so fucking catchy. I don't care what you say, with Sledgehammer mixed in there. You looped it. Wait. And he goes, now you're getting sued kind of stupid.
I love those guys.
And he says stupid like Mo Vaughn would say. Boston fans, stupid, man. This is stupid.
Oh, yeah, it's not a good song.
Third Base. And in the video, it's a guy like Vanilla Ice comes out and they start beating the shit out of him.
So bad. All right, Jeff, seven.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
Well, speaking of Snoop Doggy style, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Okay. There you go.
How many times have we said it on this show? Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with the fat dick with the for your motherfucking mouth? Hoes recognized.
The best part is the beginning of a song when he when what's his name? Who's now he's gone? The guy
Ooh, Dolomite?
No,
or not? Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg. Thank you.
Nate Dogg.
Yeah. So at the beginning, Nate Dogg.
Yeah, when he said, next time I'm feeling kind of
horny.
Yeah. He stretches that out, horny.
And then he starts going, because I never. Oh, that song. And then all of a sudden, Snoop just comes in. Guess who's back in the. Oh, God, it's so good.
When he also
it's
said,
so good.
And just lay back and don't open your mouth.
And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth.
Make sure you put the explicit warning on this. I don't think we ever done. We never talked like this during our episodes.
Yeah, this is fucking.
I love it. I love it's filth and floor and filth.
Yep.
All right.
Don't say no filth, flarn, filth.
All right. Number seven for me. I'm going to go with kind of a deep cut. I know Murph will know this because I think I had the CD single maybe. So this is a collaboration between two guys that I love. So this is Gangstar with Nice and Smooth. And the song, for some reason, is called Dwyck. It's spelled D-W-Y-C-K. I have no idea why it's spelled like that. If you've heard it, If you heard it, you'd be like, I know that song. I never knew who sang it. I never knew that was the name of it. I played that incessantly, primarily sophomore year in college, all the time. Because I love Gangstar. I love Nice and Smooth. So kill two birds with one stone with those guys.
I hear you. All right.
Uh-oh.
So.
Your list has been making me nervous so far, Zeus. Keep going.
I've got to mix it up a little bit.
All right.
So I will take a song that I play all the time still to this day. I fucking love it. And right. It's not even dirty.
Oh, boy. It's Nice Rap?
It's from House Party 3.
Oh, no. Are you picking a Kid and Play song?
Kid and Play's Make Noise.
Oh,
when I
my.
Say make some, you say noise. Make some.
Noise.
Make some.
Oh, my God.
When I say make some, you say noise. Make some noise.
By the way,
make
did you see noise. They did a remake of House Party?
I don't want to see that shit.
No, yeah, nobody wants to. I actually like Kid and Play. They were kind of, they'd serve their purpose.
They had a big, thick neck like Mike Tyson.
House Party 3 soundtrack is like the equivalent of Faster Pussycat's 7th album.
Oh, House Party 3 is awesome. Awesome.
I will admit I've never seen the movie. I know the song because it's Kid and Play, but yeah.
Make Some Noise is the fucking catchiest little tune.
All right. All right. I believe you. All right. Jeff, number 6.
I'm going to slip into my Carl Kanaish t-shirt and keep my head up. Tupac, keeping your head up.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
Nice.
Love it. I love Tupac. Love him. Which is actually kind of a good segue into my 6th pick. So again, I kind of cheated here before because I wanted both of these guys on my list. And I made so many cuts to this list like we all did. So cool, I'm like, cuts. All right, I can. Yeah, exactly. Like, I can do another kill two birds with one stone. I'm doing California Love with Tupac and Dre.
Love nice. That.
So I can get both of those guys on my list.
That may be the catchiest, funkiest beat.
Oh, my God.
This.
What a collab, those two together. Incredible.
Ah, fuck so, Tupac. I'm talking the beat. Drop the Dre.
Oh, I love Tupac. Love
so him. when that came out, I was, I don't know, sophomore, junior in high school, maybe. And I was playing Legion baseball.
Yep.
And after the Legion games, we'd get some beers. And then we'd go to this. It was a under 21 nightclub called the Magic Twanger. And
a magic between, what?
The Magic Twanger.
Oh, no, Twanger. Jeff.
And between that song and This Is How We Do It, like every time I hear them, like I go straight back to the Magic Twanger.
But that's a great point, because all of these songs, they all remind you of high school, college, because obviously it's all 90s. But these are songs that we pretty much know every single word to, you know, which is crazy. That's why I love this stuff. Zeus, number 6.
All right. Number 6. I checked and it is 99. So it does make it.
Well, it made the cutoff.
It made the cutoff. And I'm going to just say the lyrics because they're so fucking legendary to me.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
For all the weed that I've smoked, yo, this blunt's for you. To all the people I've offended, yeah, fuck you too. To all the friends I used to have, yo, I miss my past. But the rest of you assholes can kiss my ass. Eminem. Still don't nice. Give a fuck. This song rocks. It
I love.
It is so fucking good.
I love Eminem.
And I forget this is on this album because I'm used to thinking his raw, like he got, because you think of My Name Is, like funny kind of, you know, off color humor a little, but he still has some like badass shit on this.
Dude, and that was 99. The lyrics, you ever hear, I mean, I'm sure you have, but the lyrics to like The Way I Am.
Yeah.
The fucking song is that guy's incredible. I love Eminem.
Yes. Yeah. But this one specifically. Yeah. When he's telling everybody to go fuck themselves and all that. Oh, love it. Love it. Still don't give a fuck. 1999 Eminem off
love
the Slim Shady LP.
All right, just made the cut, 1999. All right, Jeff, number 5, buddy. Go ahead.
Young Kelvin Brodus.
Uh-oh.
1, 2, 3 into the foe. I got G-Thang, Dr. Dre off the Chronic.
Of course. Of course. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. Yeah. One of the goats.
Legend.
One of the, yeah. The fact that that came out in college, we're like, God, when what a fucking, what an era of music. Like, oh, yeah, so good.
When that album broke, it was like, you could be the biggest metalhead. You could like fucking yep. Steve Winwood or whatever yeah. kind of music, yeah. but everybody right. knew the Chronic and knew everybody. The songs from the Chronic.
Everybody. Yeah. Yep. That, no doubt. I mean, my son, he's 18. He knows the whole album because it's just that mm-hmm. good.
That mm-hmm. reminds me of that documentary, the Dr. Dre, what's his name? Jimmy Iovine, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
And they're talking about it. And he's like, the fucking sound this guy is doing. Who the, like, it's just a complete different genre to him.
Yep.
To Jimmy. And he's just like, the way this guy is doing, they're making the like, I've never heard a genius like this. And yeah. he's like, wow, you two, the way you rap, you guys are the next Keith and, you know, Mick, the next Keith and Mick. And the documentary, and the Snoop's like, what the fuck is Keith and Mick, man? Fuck them. He has no idea. It's awesome.
All right. So my number five, I'm also going to take something off of Wu-Tang like Jeff did, but I'm going with Protect Your Neck. That's a go-to song for me. Like I said, I could have picked anything off this entire album. No skips whatsoever. So I'm going with Wu-Tang Clan, Protect Your Neck. Hey. Zeus, you got to get on the Wu-Tang train, baby. That album's insane.
My number five, let's stay in this. I'm surprised you guys didn't take this. Both
not yet.
You.
Not yet.
Dr. Dre and Snoop.
Deep cover.
Cover.
Yes. I'm so glad somebody picked it because it was on my list. And I'm like
1992.
Dude, that song.
Because it's 187 on the motherfucking cob.
The bass line on that song is just incredible. Like, it's just that actually, if I recall correctly, that's the first time we hear Snoop. That came out before G Thing. That was like his introduction to the world.
Yeah, it's his mm-hmm. first appearance on a song.
Yep.
The thing that is amazing is like, coming from NWA and all that stuff, I was like, Dr. Dre's like the worst on that fucking. I didn't realize he was making the beats and all that. But exactly. I'm saying as a rapper, I'm like, he's the least important one. Yet he's the one that fucking comes out of there.
That's right.
And you're like, what the fuck is this?
Deep that I'll never forget the first time I heard that with that when that bass line kicks in and you're like, holy fuck, dude, what is this? This is incredible. Too bad the movie was awful.
Arabian Prince Cole Rockin' shit was like bigger than Dre rapping on the fucking Straight out of Compton. So yeah, when he comes out with this, you're like, holy fuck.
Incredible. Yep, I agree. Yep. Jeff, four.
Number four, Hustler, Hustler, Ice-T.
Oh,
I think it was on the New Jack City soundtrack.
Dude, that is so good. That is such a great tune. That is so good. I actually really like that movie too. New Jack Hustler, yeah. Nino's theme. I love that out. Oh, that's so
Ms. Hawkins. I didn't know Ms. Hawkins. That's all I remember him on the stand.
I love that. It's so good. All right. My number four. All right. So now we're getting down to the good stuff here. I can't believe nobody has picked these guys yet. I'm sure they're on your list, but I hope I'm wondering. I have to be stealing this from somebody because at number four, this year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags. The Ghetto Boys, mine's playing tricks on me. Oh, my
little,
God.
Nice. Little black midget going up stealing bags of Halloween candy.
Bushwick Bill?
Bushwick Bill. Rest absolutely. In peace, Bushwick.
That's I had right. it on mine, Tom. Tricks on me.
I figured somebody had to have. Yeah, that's
1991.
Yep, I still hear that every once in a while on satellite on the classic rap show. I'm like, God, the Ghetto Boys are so good.
Did you have the Bushwick Bill solo album by chance?
Thankfully, I did not, Jeff. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, no, my one buddy had. I remember him having it, and I don't know any of the songs, but I just remember in one of the songs, Bushwick was like, "I may be small, but my nuts are big." Like that's the only thing I remember from it.
Yeah, it's called Easy E. Everything Easy E.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Bushwick Bill. Oh my God.
All right, number four. I'm gonna go Pop.
Uh oh.
And a song that has like every fucking 80s rapper on it, and it's safe rap.
Okay.
But it's catchy and hooky as all hell.
I know what it is.
It's from a terrible movie. What is it, Tom?
Oh, it's from a movie. Okay. Yes. No, you threw me for a curve with that. Go ahead. I don't know.
It's Will Smith's Wild Wild West.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Catchy as all fuck. I love it.
I can't believe that song. I cannot believe we're doing a 90s playlist and you have Will Smith. Oh,
I should come bitch slap you for putting Wild Wild West on there.
It's too bad we were doing an 8. You should have done the Umo D version, but that came out in the 80s.
Oh, it's cool. It's got Kumo D. It's got fucking...
Yeah, because it's his song.
Yeah, I know. It's Stevie Wonder. They stole it, basically.
No, I know.
And it's got Stevie Wonder. It's got the other guy with the thong song, whatever his name is.
Cisco.
Yeah, and his little group before he took off on his own.
Yep.
Whatever that fucking group was. Oh, it's got everybody. I find that song so catchy.
Yeah, but it's got Will Smith, though. That's the problem.
It's a fucking Stevie Wonder song.
I know.
A great song. The Stevie song is great. But I wanted to diversify because otherwise I'm doing Ice Cube, Eazy-E.
No, I know.
Snoop, Eminem. Yeah. Fuck
it. No, I know. I got you. All right. So
I put a pussy song in there for you.
That's okay. It's not a pussy song. It's fine. It's fine. Jeff, number three.
Wild West.
Oh, no. God, please. Stop.
The Wild Wild West.
Number three.
God.
Number three, I got Cypress Hill, Hand on the Pump.
Yeah. Oh, God. Love Cypress Hill. That was another band that barely made my list. Or did not make my list.
Puffing on a blunt.
That debut album is killer. Oh, it's so good.
Hand on the Pump is badass song.
Yep. It's so good. All right. My number three, I am going with, these are like three of my favorite albums of the entire era. Zeus knows I love these guys. I'm going to go with, you can get with this or you can get with that. I'm going with Black Sheep. The Choice Is Yours.
Love Black Sheep.
Oh my God. Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. Oh, it's so good. Love those guys.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yep. Love it. All right, Zeus, number three.
Number three, off the 1991 classic album, NWA's Real N-Word.
Oh, okay. Love that song. Love that.
Fucking awesome. When they kick that song in.
It's incredible.
From Message to Benedict Arnold.
Oh, my God.
That version of it. It's so good because remember now this came also on the EP 100 Miles and Running, but when they put it to That was at the New Music Seminar in New York. I watched a homeboy run while the rest of his whatever. I watched that get his ass kicked while the rest of his homeboys ran. Since Ice Cube is sucking so much New York dick, I wish he'd come in some of the Chicago pussy. I smell pussy. Yeah, oh,
so
and word. When we see you, we're gonna cut your fucking head off and fuck you with the broomstick. Think about it, punk motherfucker. And the music, fucking awesome.
I tell you, album. It's funny that album is like so underrated because everybody is obsessed with Straight Outta Compton for which they should be because it's incredible.
For me, this one kicks ass.
It's good.
Again, MC Ren for me sticks out more than anybody.
And remember,
hard hitting everything. And they make him seem like an afterthought in the movie, which is bullshit.
And don't forget how disappointed we were when we got his solo album.
Oh, that is
Kiss My Black Ass.
I have it back.
I remember we played it. And I'm like, this is terrible. He was so good. He was so good on all the NWA albums.
And how many times did he say ostrich in NWA albums? Should have covered your motherfucking head like an ostrich.
He loves it. Oh, that's so good. All right, Jeff, number two.
So I can kick the motherfucker.
All right, number two. When I was in junior high, this movie came out. And me and my buddy, his name was Josh, we called him Milk. And we watched this movie 700 times. I knew every line. To this day, I probably know 90% of it. And
it's that good.
The movie Juice.
Yep.
And the song off of the soundtrack, Knowledge by Eric B. and Rakim.
Know the Ledge.
The best song.
It's so good.
Of the 90s. One of the best songs of the 90s.
That movie
is fantastic.
That soundtrack actually is incredible. It's so good. It's so good. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And then the actor turned out to grow up to become the Pittsburgh Steelers coach.
Yeah. He looks just like him. Yep.
Yeah. Omar Epps.
Great. That's a fucking awesome movie. I love that. All right. My number two. This is off of these next two are two of my all time favorites, two of my favorite rap albums of all time. And it's funny because I made a joke about this on, I think I made a reference to this on our latest ARC, and somebody commented on YouTube because I made a joke about Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
What? Are these
people fucking everybody knows this. Even if you don't know these guys, if I played this song for you, you would know it. And it's Pete Rock and CL Smooth. It's They Reminisce Over You. And it's They Reminisce Over You. And it's like T period, R period, O period. Why? Cause it's a dedication to a rapper that died and his name was Troy. So they turned it into They Reminisce Over You. That's a long story, a short story long, whatever. But yeah, I love these guys. Love these guys. This is what I'm talking about. It's like heavy bass beat driven, like hip hop. It's not like gangster stuff. It's just like, it's just got like a really like cool vibe to it. So that's pretty much the only song that they're known for. They played it like on the radio a lot and on like satellite and on every 90s hip hop mix has it in there. So that's my number two.
All right. Since you guys took two of my two favorites from the album, I'm going to let you guess which song this is. Bitch, You Without Me is like Harold Melvin without the blue notes.
You'll never go platinum.
Hey, Daz, give me a light. Beep. It's a doggy dog world. It's a doggy dog world.
Oh, my
somebody
God.
Screaming in the background.
Great song. Great song.
It is awesome.
Oh, my God.
We seriously could have picked everything off those two or three albums and we would have been happy.
His name is absolutely.
Ta-dao.
All right, Jeff. Number one on 90s hip hop volume one playlist.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely volume one. Because first of all, I thought it'd be hard to come up with 10 songs. I've come up with two more lists since we've been talking about this because there's this shit that I keep forgetting. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't add this. I can't believe I didn't add this.
I could roll off another 10 songs like that right now. I agree with you, but go ahead.
But my number one, Ice Cube. Today Was a Good Day.
Oh, nice.
Fucking perfect. Best, man.
Yep. Perfect.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today came kind of odd.
It's so good. So good. I love Ice Cube's solo career. I love his stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He had some great albums. He actually just dropped an album like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He's a weird guy.
I came across it.
Contradicts himself. He's just weird, you know?
Yeah. Why? Because he does family movies and then he does this.
Yeah,
fucking,
but like, and then he's all over the place. And then he'll do like, the basketball league. But then he'll be like, I'm fucking like crazy. And then you're like, dude, shut the fuck. You ever see that skit where he's like with Bernie Mac and Bernie Mac's like, damn, he's like, motherfucker, your kids going to private school. Shut the fuck up. Like, hey, fuck it. It's awesome.
All right, my number one, my all-time favorite rap band. Could have picked any song off of any album that they came out with, so I don't know what. I could have, every 10 song could have been from this. This is A Tribe Called Quest, my all-time favorite band. I'm picking probably my favorite song off the greatest album, and that is Check the Rhyme off of the Low End Theory. So I'm going with Check the Rhyme from Tribe Called Quest. I could have picked anything from them, but I went with that one.
I actually saw a Tribe Called Quest show.
Me too. I saw them twice. I saw them once at a Lollapalooza, and I saw them once when, I can't remember the other one. Maybe it was just Lollapalooza. But either way, go ahead, Jeff. Yeah. Sorry, I cut you off. You saw them.
No. Yeah. When the Beastie Boys came out with Intergalactic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They opened up for Beastie Boys, and I saw them at Cleveland State.
Nice.
Just random. I mean, one of my buddies, so like, pretty much everybody I hung around like pretty much like the same music. I mean, actually it was a lot of like 90s country and rock or whatever pop. But my one buddy was just like, all in on rap. Like, that's all he listened to. Yep. And he was like, dude, I've been to shows, because he went to like a Lollapalooza, and he went to like yep. Blues Travelers or some other shit concerts in the 90s. And he was like, dude, he's like, I went to all these shitty shows with you guys. He's like, can we please go to see the Beastie Boys? We're like, yeah. I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm in. You know, I like the Beastie Boys, and Tribe Called Quest was opening up for him. So it was a good show.
That's a great fucking double bill. Holy shit. Two of my all time favorites. I've
always known that Tom loves this band. I don't know shit from them, but I know yep. Tom loves them.
Yep. All right, Zeus, number one.
Yeah. So I'm surprised nobody took this yet.
Okay.
All right. So it's not number one is my favorite. But regardless, I had it on our playlist. And that is, I'm going to say it to you because I can't do it. I need to rap it, even though I can't rap.
Here we go.
Found a pup and now you're dapper. But tell me, where the fuck you find the anorexic rapper? Talking about who you go squabble with and who you shoot? You're only 60 pounds when you're wet and wearing boots. Damn, E, they try to fade you on Dre Day, but Dre Day only made Easy's payday. All of a sudden, Dr. Dre is a G thing, but on his old album cover, he was a she thing.
Oh, that's so bad.
Real motherfucking G's, Easy E. I was so upset that they were going back and forth on each other. But I love Eazy-E. He is so funny, distinct voice. He just like knows how to make everyone have a good time and just fucking laugh.
His first album is like untouchable.
Not in the 90s. I couldn't put it.
I know exactly. I know that. Oh. See, this is why we're going to have to come back and do an 80s playlist. Because yeah, this
all
so-
NWA.
Because there's so much shit at the end of the 80s that didn't make the cut for the 90s. But yeah, that's so good. Great stuff. Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah. So that's playlist 90s hip hop volume one. I will put a Spotify playlist together, and you can find it on our Shout Out Loudcast Spotify list. Yep. And you will see our 90s playlist, Jeff's, Tom's, mine. And have fun with it. Tell us who you like, who you didn't like, what's missing, and try to have a fucking open mind, you miserable fucks.
These people, what are you talking about? I can't believe I'd rather listen to Warren's third album than Dr. Dre. Okay, well, go ahead and do that. Go ahead. Jeff, thanks, man. This was so fun. Thank you for joining us, finally being our first guest on Dorm Damage. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Jeff, where can people find you if they want to get a hold of you or any of your fucking awesome designs or get some work done from you?
Oh, I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Jeff Trott Design. So, yeah, if you need anything as far as design related, brand design, packaging, that's what I specialize in. And then, you know, I'll take some photos of live music and, you know, of course, Kiss shit. But,
you do your Kiss auction still?
Not so much. Every once in a while, I'll jump on there and do a Kiss live auction. So yeah, you can catch me on Kiss live auctions as well.
And Jeff is the kind of the mastermind brains behind these awesome new Shout Out Loudcast t-shirt designs. If you like that and you like that kind of design, the mentality behind it and all that, Jeff Trott is the man. And you can find Jeff, and what's your email, Jeff, if they want to email you?
That's jeff@trottdesign.com.
There you go.
Cool.
Perfect.
All right. Till next time. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Motherfucker.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.